Blog Talk Radio.
Matt Marrero, along with
Satish Sharam, who'd like to remind you that you can listen to Those Guys podcast for the low, low price of $0.00. That's $0.00.
On the Those Guys network, which does not exist as of yet.
But if it did, it would be $0.00. And I figured I'd mention that in the beginning because, you know, promos. That's
yeah,
what companies do. Apparently they shove it down your throat every other second when things are going bad. And things are going good for us, but I want to remind you that our podcast is $0.00 unless you want
which
to advertise
is why
with
we're,
us.
Which is why we're currently hemorrhaging money. But I would like to say one thing about Blog Talk Radio that I usually – we don't complain about Blog Talk Radio a lot because they've given us a home. But I would like to mention that I don't know if it's them or the song that tries to strike back with a vengeance because I had the song very low. And the song loaded up as if it was trying to destroy my eardrums with beautiful, beautiful music. And then when I lowered it from where it actually was supposed to be, which is very low on the bar, and I lower it via the sound bar, and then it went to a soft, gentle, raw whisper. And I thought, huh, that's not right.
No, I was laughing because the theme song hit kind of abruptly, and I was
right.
Sitting there like, that was loud for about five
yes.
seconds. And then when you brought it down, I was like, I know he didn't do that on purpose, but that really sucks.
Yeah, no, because
10% down is like, did you mean we should whisper?
Yeah, I know. Just,
wait, no, Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome 316 really says, I just whipped your ass.
It's just, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
I walk alone inside.
Yes.
Bit of with, danger.
We're not one to
nah.
say that we started things, right? But
we
did
started.
Start that, and then WWE actually did. Which mine was better, by the way, because, you know, like you just did, it was like, I walk alone.
We started things. I'm 90%
yeah.
sure that we start things now. And it's funny. Because I wouldn't have believed it. But Justin Gabriel exists on television, even on NXT. And Brock Lesnar said limb by limb tonight. I want to remind people of that, because I know there's more. There's definitely more.
Right.
But I just want to focus in on the fact that between Gravity Falls and this, my catchphrases are currently becoming things. And I don't know how to feel about this. Because nobody knows they're my catchphrases. So I'm just sitting here like, guys, up in arms. Like,
honestly, I'm waiting for Brock Lesnar to physically eat John Cena at SummerSlam to prove that WWE listens to our podcast. And
if John Cena, I'm done. Like, I make it off the podcast. Be like, I know what you're trying, Brock, and it's not going to work. Give me credit.
And I'm not saying that we're so important that they listen to us. I'm just saying that, like what Satish was saying, there are certain things that happened tonight that shouldn't have happened, and WWE listened to us. Of course,
no, they
though.
Did.
I
know
say,
they
of
listened
course,
to us.
Though.
You know what?
Again,
they
what?
Went back into the archives, Matt, and they sat there, and they're like, you know what? This guy really knows how to promo the network. Let's promo the network. Over and over and over and over and over and over. And then they turn around, they're like, man, that Satish guy really doesn't like John Cena. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give him an extended John Cena promo twice in the same night.
Hey.
And then, when he likes the New Nation, they won't make it on Raw.
Well, that's the thing. They know certain things. That's why I said tonight, and we'll explain why later, WWE is the devil. Because it's like when you make a deal and you get something, but you also have to have something taken away. And we've said this about WWE before, but
right.
we really mean it, where it's just, it's like, oh, you want $1 million? Or no, you want $1 million? And it's like, of course I do. Great, they're ramming into your house right now. No, I thought the money.
That is
the
wrestling at your local Northeast wrestling event against the Hardys and doing a good job, apparently.
Oh, yeah, or they're doing that, which we actually saw $2, but they were pretty cool. But, so honestly, this night was a very interesting one. It was a strange one. It was filled with filler, I think there were good parts that they knew where to place so that it would kind of make sure that people either didn't riot or just turn off their television. Sadly,
mm-hmm.
though, I'm a little worried that people turned off their TV before the really cool payoff that was, you know, the signing tonight, because I don't think that they have recently publicized their main events as much recently, to where I think you and I in a night look at each other and go, so what's the main event again?
Yeah, because I assumed it would be for a bit because
right.
they went ahead and did it last week. But I
yeah.
would be lying to you if I didn't say I was a little surprised that they actually went through with it. You know what I mean?
Yes, and it's nothing against them because they're very good at it, which is, you know, great on their end. But it's they haven't really been promoting it as much, which is
upsetting.
Yeah,
and I'm also surprised
because,
about the fact that they gave the women the slot. I'm sorry, over the men.
Which
I
is good. Which
specific.
Is good. Right, of course, because that's great for the company. I mean, even if, obviously, it's Stephanie McMahon being the woman, still, they could easily have just said, nope, let's bump her down. So
right,
the fact
and
that
you're
they...
right, Stephanie McMahon, why not now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that women need to main event every show. I know what I'm trying to actually say. But, like,
yeah.
it's good that they realize, okay, if Triple H was in some shit, he would be at the end of the show, and that's because he's running the company in KFAB.
Right,
Stephanie's
right.
in some shit. She should also be at the end of the show because she's running the company.
Which is great, of course.
Yeah,
so,
I don't really like Brie Bella's placing, but she's there as an extension of Stephanie and not so much on her own accord.
Right. So, but let's jump to the beginning of the show. And, of course, to any of you listening, if you want to talk to us about a certain part of the show that we are talking about, definitely call in. The number is 718-664-9468. Again, the number is 718-664-9468. Now, Satish, I sadly missed that amazing Triple H promo. So help, Satish.
The amazing
Explain.
Triple H promo.
Yeah, that apparently promoted the network. So
how much is the WWE Network, Matt?
I would argue that it's $9.99 a month. But
there you go.
For a
that was
month
the Triple
commitment.
H promo.
But for a six-month commitment?
No. That wasn't part of the Triple H promo. Shh. It's $9.99 a month. That was the Triple H promo, and
okay.
he detailed the matches we were having at SummerSlam.
So he did not talk about the fact that it's actually expanding to other countries?
No, but the announcers did over
Why
and
would
over.
He not? Why would he not do that? Why?
Because
Why?
He was so enamored by the
right.
fact that it was an amazing deal for $9.99 that he honestly just couldn't think about other things.
I mean, honestly, I can understand why you would think that. I think the funniest thing, though, is when the announcers say things like, did you know that SummerSlam is $10 on the network? No, it's not. SummerSlam is free on the network. The network, like, no, King. You shut your
right,
warm
right.
mouth.
Stick
right?
to your technical guns. I agree with you.
Right. Like, no. Like, that's the thing where I know, you know, I think if you hear the word free, right, your ears go up, and you're like, wait a minute, SummerSlam's free? And it's like, yes, if you buy the network for $10 a month. And someone says, oh, it's stupid. No, technically.
But no, it's true. Every live pay-per-view is
yeah.
free if you buy the network subscription service, which
and
is $10
and I
a
think,
month.
And I say free because if you want to buy SummerSlam and just go, yeah, I don't want any commitments. I'm going to buy SummerSlam for me and for my kids or just for me. You know, I don't want any commitments. I don't want any of this internet mumbo jumbo, right? I'm going to spend 60 of my hard-earned dollars, not only this month, but also next month and then the month after that and then the month after. Like, if you're in an area that you have good internet, yeah, get the network. You know, that's the thing. So that's what you do, you know? So, in theory, yeah, I consider them free, especially with all the stuff that you get with it, you know, all the archive stuff. I mean, sadly, they're still updating, but they do have a lot of archive stuff. So, yeah, in theory, it's free compared to just paying 60 with your cable service or your Dish or whatever it is to spend, what, like $60, sometimes a bit more for WrestleMania? Just
yeah,
for that one event.
A bit more.
And yeah.
So that being said, that was pretty much the gist of the promo. It was fun, though, because the way he was poking
right.
it in.
Of course, yeah.
And Stephanie also announced that the later that night she would be doing the contract signing with Bray. And it led into where you tuned in, which was the announced Last Man Standing, where Roman
well,
Reigns
I,
actually
I, yeah,
sounded kind of cool.
Yes, no, I tuned in with Orton saying basically, hey, you know, I'm Randy Orton. But, and then you had Roman Reigns saying, hey, yeah, you're Randy Orton. I'm going to beat up Randy Orton. I'm Roman Reigns. It was like, and the crowd was obviously into it, and I was into it. I was like, oh,
I actually
cool.
rather liked it. I laughed at the whole, like, I'll give you a great deal. I'm going to kick his ass right now for free. I was like, that actually was very well done. And,
yeah,
you know, that's good writing right there.
Yeah, and then we had the Last Man Standing match. My only issue with the match itself, well, no, I had another one, but my only issue about the entire match itself, really, is the fact that it's nice to have a good opener, but there's a problem when your opener could have been the main event. And I know it's Roman Reigns, and I know it's Kane, but when you add a stipulation like that and you see what they did in it, it really could have been the main event. I know the mask thing probably wouldn't have happened, but that also was completely unneeded. So I just think that when you do something like that, it makes your fans go, oh, my God, oh, and then where do you go from there? You know, like, people feel satisfied. You should not have that at your event, I feel. You shouldn't feel that crazy satisfied on a normal Raw, like, until you've either seen your favorite superstar wrestle or you've seen the main event.
Yeah, I'll tell you where we go from there, outside of the fact that I didn't like the ending. We're going to go to the switchboard, because we have ourselves a color.
Awesome.
And that color just shot through.
Han shot first.
I disagree. Yeah, right, I disagree. I agree completely. And damn you, George Lucas. Damn you, Vince McMahon. Damn you, corporations. Hello, Daniel. And damn everything. But definitely get that WWE Network, though.
Yeah, it's $9.99.
Is it?
Actually, if you watch Raw Upside Down, it's $6.66. Go figure.
That
Illuminati.
I'm just saying. I know we don't, you know, we don't buy into a lot of conspiracies, but
conspiracy?
Daniel, do you believe that you're going to be killed?
That's a pretty blunt question, isn't it?
Daniel,
do you believe you're going to be killed? We all.
Daniel, where'd you go, Daniel?
Suck, man. I really hate that you do this. Is this going to be a running thing?
Daniel, are you there?
I'm alive.
Daniel! Oh, God. Is he okay? Daniel!
Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, come on, man. Don't do this to me.
I think someone was killing him. I just heard him say, oh, man, don't do this to me. Like, should we call the police? I mean, we have a show to do.
I don't know, legal. What's our legal, like, responsibility here? We didn't see anything, right?
I mean, we didn't. I mean, it's live, you know, on those guys, those guys on the radio. I don't think, though, that it's illegal. I mean, I don't, Let's put Daniel back on and ask him. Hey, Daniel.
Okay, what's up?
All right, so Daniel just killed the man. So I think we are going to call the police.
Killed the man and he laughed it off.
I'm insane like you.
I don't curse a lot, but Daniel, you're 1 sick. Fuck, Daniel. I don't really curse a lot on the show, but dear God, Daniel, you make Kane seem like.
Please.
Well, current Kane, actually. He really doesn't do much. Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, that's Daniel for you.
Yeah. So, Daniel, what did you think of the Last Man Standing match?
Oh, it was pretty good. Nothing special. After the Last Man Standing match, I switched to watching Gravity Falls because unlike WWE, it has not disappointed me yet.
That is actually great. You know, speaking of Gravity Falls, and I would like to mention everyone, we actually did a Gravity Falls show. Definitely check that out in the archives after we're done with our WWE Raw show if you're a fan of Gravity Falls. If you're not a fan of Gravity Falls, watch it. What the hell are you doing with your life? I mean, honestly. But it's okay, though. It's okay. It's fine. But just go watch it and then understand why Daniel would switch off of amazing, mediocre Monday Night Raw television to go see Gravity Falls.
And to be fair, Raw wasn't all that bad tonight. It was just one of those classic, you've got your good and you've got your bad. And
well,
then you have the facts of life. But
I think it's just one of those classics. All right, so we know where we're going with SummerSlam right now, so why are we trying? Because they try right off the bat, obviously, and they're going to try the week before. But in that random, like, just, you know, this, like, in between the, it's like a shuffle to it, where it's just like, all right, guys, we're just slowly kind of shuffling to it. No crazy sprinting, no crazy anything, just we're getting there, we're getting there. No one kill each other. No one get injured. Just go.
Because, you know, they can't afford anyone to get injured anymore.
Well, obviously. But still, like, not even do anything kind of – I mean, I will admit, I did enjoy the Last Man Standing match because it did feel a bit like they were trying and, hey, Roman Reigns bled, which was insane, I think, for TV, for him to – I don't think it was I don't think it was not planned.
No, he didn't blade. He actually took the hit from the steps, it looked like. And
oh, that sucks then.
I'm not an expert at this stuff, but what it looked like was that he was fine, and he took a little cut from the edge of the steel, and then it just kind of, like, cut across his forehead a little.
Well, that sucks, because it looked like he bladed. It looked like it wasn't, because now in WWE TV, we have to have accidents for bleeding. We can't have people just, like, hey,
don't you miss the days when you just saw someone get hit over the head with a steel chair with an excellent blade job?
I mean, I don't want to go there now, but there's little things that we can do. I mean, little things. Like, it looked like Roman Reigns had actually bladed. It's a bit upsetting that it was an accident again, where that was a brutal match and it deserved a little bit of blood. You know, show kids, hey, blood can happen. Don't do this at home. That guy's bleeding. That's probably why you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maddie's backing me up here. She says he got staples. So, he actually had to.
Yeah.
But
sucks.
Of course he's fine. I mean,
well, no,
you,
I say poor guy
tough,
because
tough
it. I, of course, I say poor guy because it really sucks when it's just by accident. Like, even some of the random stuff with, you know, Jack Swagger, even though I'm sure it was his fault, still to himself, where he'd come out of a match and you're like, that guy has a really bloody lip, and you're like, oh yeah, obviously that wasn't meant to happen. And you're like, damn. Like,
but you know what? Like, that's okay, because blood is red, and that's two colors away from being American.
You know, I would argue to not argue. I would agree. That's the word I was looking for. I would agree with all of that.
The people.
We the people.
We the people.
I
like that you joined in after that. Actually got me to break my... I was like, shit.
Are we looking all at the same time?
No, actually. It's like,
well,
a delay
into it. Yeah, so it's okay.
No, it's a delayed. It's like an echo. It's like, we. The people. Like, it's like a song, kind of. I don't know what I'm doing right now. The point is that, was it just me, or did it feel like the ref kind of botched? Not kind of. The ref botched.
Yeah, he botches. Everyone botches. Even the ref.
I mean, but it's just...
Daniel, quite the optimist tonight. Everyone botches. Even the ref. Don't watch WWE. Go to Gravity Falls. Game over.
Daniel just killed the man, all right? Everything else is just trivial to him,
all right? Look, I gotta go find a place to hide a body. I gotta go to the
original iPhones. Siri used to tell you where you'd be able to hide the body. She does not do that with the new updates, however.
Oh man.
Fact of the day.
Fact of the day. That's freaking frightening. Like, they're just like, Siri, you know too much.
You know what else is frightening?
What?
That you can listen to our podcast for $0.00. How frightening is that? You don't have to pay to listen to quality like this. That is frightening. How bad of businessmen are Matt and I?
You! I know. I mean, the quality on our show.
Like, a guy killed a guy.
Wonderful.
On the show. Can we please get a... you guys need, like, a podcast award. Do they have podcast
awards? Thank you. They do now. And honestly, I think that our podcast has the best production... world. But God, I hate that I actually had to sit there and go click, click, click. I'm like, take a look behind
that's
the wall. I muted myself. Take a look behind the wall, everyone. Hi, Colt. But anyway, so
get out.
No. But seriously though, that ref, being completely honest here, what the hell was that? Like, it made me bitter only because it just felt as if it's like, okay, I know it's Roman Reigns putting him, you know, into his combo here. Like, oh, it's his signature and then into his finisher. But really, I mean, we're really going to have the ref not count?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that really bothered me is that
what?
the last man standing match ended on a simple spear.
Yeah, that did
that really
that
bothered
me.
I'm just being straight because, like, look, I'm all for the Roman Reigns, like, mini mega push thing. I like it. I like him. I think he's talented. I know
right.
that I still think he's green, but I get the reason they're pushing him. So
yes.
you have to be careful not to make him John Cena. And then we have a guy here who I do like, but was chokeslammed through a table, murdered most of the match, and then just, well, got up, did his finisher, and won the match that way. No, like you know, like, at least a spear through a table or on the chair or something. You know, like, with extra impact.
Yes, yes.
I would love to see what he did to, like, what Big E used to do, like, when he did Rusev, when he just threw him on the outside of the ring. Yeah, spear him through the ropes.
Right.
I love that move so much. And when Big E, you know, ended up on television because he was in a compelling storyline with two other – oh. When Big E was on television, he really
did
that move.
Oh, he's on television.
Really, really good.
Yes, the way I feel is, I don't know, I think that there's something about Roman Reigns, I don't know what it is, but I think it makes him, it gives him a Goldberg kind of a look and a feel, and I think that he's the guy who, even, think about it though, he did sell that table like hell. And,
oh,
but the fact
I'm not
that
saying he did it, I'm just saying
no,
that he got up from that and won with just his finisher.
That's
and
true.
Kane now, it's good that they have to end the Kane monster thing, because when you use your finisher through a table, and you can't win that match?
Right.
And you lose to someone else's finisher clean?
Yeah.
You
lost your heat.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think they were feeding him to Reigns. And doesn't Kane have a movie to go film, or am I wrong?
Well, Kane already filmed his movie.
I think he filmed, you know, Evil 14. I'm not sure, but I think that's what he went off for.
Okay, so he filmed See All Evils. Now, I'm confused then. Why would they not have him in the mask to promote the film? Because the film has not made it to direct-to-DVD just yet. So, why?
I don't know if the film has him in the mask.
No, it's just him as Jacob Goodnight.
Swear to God, everyone, if you don't know, his name is Jacob Goodnight. Swear to God, thank you, WWE. But yeah, that's very – I mean, yeah, he doesn't have a mask on, but it's very interesting because you would argue – like, I would feel as if that's the kind of loss and that's the kind of, you know, whatever, that you gave to someone like Bray Wyatt when Kane left and gave up his mask. You know, so it's weird to have this situation where he lost cleanly, clearly to be fed to Roman Reigns. Literally, Roman Reigns gained Kane's power, so he'll probably be out in the mask next week. It's strange to see that happen and then not – and then have Kane appear on SmackDown or appear next Raw and just go, I'm a monster, but without a mask. Look at me. I have the eye thing. Look, see, one's different than the other. Like,
they may have sacrificed promoting this direct-to-DVD movie for the sake of the story.
Maybe, which is very weird for them to do, because normally they would do anything in their power. They put Hornswoggle on TV, damn it.
Oh, Hornswoggle's on TV.
Well, tonight wasn't the worst thing in the world. It became bad, but it wasn't bad just because he was on television. But seriously, though, I'm sorry. I have to keep on bringing it up. What do we – like, do we not just care about the ref? Is that what we're doing here? Are we moving on? Do we not just care about the ref?
I guess it didn't bother me that much as the spear finishing the match shit. That's the way I'll put it.
We don't care anymore. I don't care.
Are you okay, Daniel? You sound a little like –
well, Daniel,
you know,
has to go hide a body.
Word, like you
dude, I gotta go hide a body. I've gotta hide a body. I gotta get into the car. I gotta load up, and it smells.
Well then, Daniel, we're gonna let you go. We thank you for calling in, and we're probably going to re-upload this audio another, you know, when the episode ends without this section. So, Daniel, good luck with the police, and have a nice night.
I'll see you next week.
Might as well.
That's a confident man.
He's, I was going to say, he's very confident. I'll see you next week, but if anyone else tries to kill me. Like, I'm wondering if now it's just the born Alta Daniel, where it's like they're just trying to come after him.
You're trying, aren't you?
I don't even know. I'm trying because Raw did.
Alta Daniel?
I'm trying because Raw did not. So that's what I'll say. How did you feel? Okay. So you enjoyed the Cena promo. as for how serious it was. However, obviously, as I agree, to have it on twice, it's just, you know, really trying to kill time when they didn't need to, when they had a lot, when they could have done
it. I don't know if I enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, I did.
Not to say I disliked it. I guess it just felt kind of like there was no pop to it from him. When they referenced the one from last week, you know, the way they edited that in and stuff, that was cool.
Right. Right.
But I guess it was just sort of like John didn't seem as scared as he should have been to me. So Brock didn't seem as intimidating as he should have to me.
Really?
Like just dropping curse words doesn't. It sounds like a bully, not like a monster, and like he should be a beast. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, yeah, I'm a fucking man. I'm a fucking muffin. You fuck yeah. Like it didn't really. It was just like Brock.
Really, because for me, the thing is, it just felt real. I think something that I did not expect to actually happen on my television, regardless of the fact that it was, you know, bleeped out or not. I did not expect him to drop the F bomb, so I was like, "Oh, that's actually quite real."
Oh, yeah. And again, yeah, not saying I disliked it; I just didn't love it.
Fair enough. I loved Brock only because Brock basically. Here's the thing with Brock that I liked. Yes, you're right; he didn't sound like a beast. I just felt like he just sounded like not even confident. Just like, hey, look. This is the fact, like, this is what's going to happen, you know, if you disagree, well, I'm going to murder John Cena, he's going to be a pulp on the floor, and so be it. I mean, that's what's going to happen. Like, I feel like, because he had his big, huge, kind of intimidating thing last week, and now it's just, hey, I said what, or 2 weeks ago, said what I had to say, you know, did what I had to, I'm going to kill him. You will see at SummerSlam, this man will die.
Yeah,
like,
which
you know,
is
like,
cool. It's cool.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
fair
it's
enough.
Kind of just there for me.
Right, I understand, but it was just very. The only thing I think that really threw me off for some reason is when he actually said he's gonna be a pile of what was it, of blood, piss, and vomit, and I was like, ugh. Yeah, I didn't know how to feel. I was like, Brock, ugh.
I thought of it, and I was like, Brock.
I was like,
you wouldn't want to deal with that, dude.
Yeah, I was like, blood and vomit, maybe, but I was like, pee, like, what are you, ugh, Brock, oh, what are you? The Undertaker thing was great for me, though, I think. Because it's just, the reason why I liked it is because if they've already, you know, they did it, right? So how are they going to run with it? And they said basically what a lot of people were saying at the time, like, if Undertaker had beaten Brock Lesnar, it would have, even though I'm okay with that because it's WWE, for Christ's sakes, that is full WWE. Where it's just, you know, how old is Undertaker again?
Old.
55?
Maddie can check on that for us.
No. 55? Nah. But the
Matt,
point is,
you wonderful human being, hook us up.
Thank you, human being. But the point is that let's say he's in his 50s. Let's say, right? The guy in his 50s beats up and wins against the MMA fighter. You know what I mean? Like that's full. So it's great to have Brock just say, like, what did you expect? I mean, you know, like, what, because he's a mythical legend? Like, yeah, he can't be. Like, why would he beat Brock Lesnar? I mean, honestly, I sat there and I thought, damn it, Brock. Damn it, Brock. Because that's my favorite part of the promos, I think, which is strange how it had nothing to do with John Cena. But I think it was just nice to, you know, be able to reference that. And the only issue, obviously, right, would be if Cena wins at SummerSlam. Then I'm pissed. Because obviously that was brought up.
Yeah.
And now it's as if...
You know what? I'll give you that completely. You know, like, the promos don't bother me. I should be careful my words. Like, it was okay. The only thing that really bothered me was that we got the exact same super extended promo twice.
A huge issue.
Mm-hmm. Definitely,
yes.
Because it just stinks of, like, well, we don't know what we're going to do, so here's more John Cena. And again, I hate them, by the way, because of the fact that they play that really cool hip-hop song, which I do think is apparently Going Down For Real by Flo Rida, but it's an unreleased hip-hop song, and I like that, because it makes that look really, it sounds really cool to me, when they have the Cena Lesnar promo with, the, like, the sax in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yes, what I liked from that promo, honestly, my favorite part of that promo, just via the one-liners, because we usually talk about one-liners, and, you know, do we like or do we dislike, the one thing that I really liked from Brock is he says, if I stayed, people wouldn't even know John Cena. He would be sitting at home eating Fruity Pebbles. Instead of being paid to eat them. And I went, damn it, Brock. You're good.
Maybe it might be the Lesnar delivery that I'm not loving.
Probably.
You know, Lesnar's
probably.
Delivery isn't great.
But, yeah, and you wanted a beast. You like when he's not speaking and he's destroying, and Heyman is saying what Heyman is saying.
That being said, yeah, the content that was cool. Like, that line was very good.
Right.
I'll give you that much. I definitely agree.
And, yeah, there was a lot of – that's what I'm saying, where it struck me because I didn't expect them to do that. I expected to see them both on tonight or not at all. So the fact that they actually –
no,
you know what?
Next week is the go-home, right?
I heard 2 weeks from now is
– Is it?
See,
my dates are not perfect.
I heard – no, it's fine. I heard 2 weeks from now is – yes, that means that next week is the go-home, yes.
Yep. So that means we're going to have both of them on.
Right. So scratch what I said before to Daniel. Yes, next week is the go home.
Next week they should be.
We did not see Cena. So I'm saying we didn't see either one of them. So that means next week we should be seeing both of them. And something crazy is going on
tonight. Was he back to filming?
Probably. Which is scarier is that we didn't have any Sheamus tonight. Who we're having? Okay, it's okay to have your world champion. I know Sheamus is an issue. It's okay to not have your big world champion.
You're right. Sheamus is an issue. He should be off my television. They fixed that tonight. Thank you.
Wrong. Well, actually, no. I'm sorry. Let me clarify. Partially correct. You want to get Sheamus off your TV? Fine. Don't let him run away with the title while doing it.
Yeah, no, I actually don't want Sheamus off my TV. I just mock him. I think he's a worthwhile. When he knows his role, and not like this is his fault or anything.
Right. So when he's not a jabroni.
Yeah, like, you know, he's worthwhile on television because he can work a decent match. He can cut a decent promo. And he has the look of somebody who could actually brawl, you know?
Yes.
So I don't dislike him. I just don't really have feelings for him. Like, I'm very apathetic because he is at some points very boring and formulaic in the ring.
Yes. I gained more respect for him after actually seeing him fight Del Rio at Madison Square Garden live, because the match they put on, I believe it was a no qualification, it was really good. Right, and they did a lot that I thought actually it wasn't a no qualification, but they just did so much, you know, there, and they were really good at what they did. And I thought, you know what, yeah, I respect him a bit more now. But yeah, that doesn't mean that I want him as the United States champion or that I want him to take the title and leave. Because the problem is that if Cena does that, okay, we know we're pretty damn sure, not 100% sadly, but we're pretty damn sure he's going to lose it to Brock. Right, we need to give the mid card stories. The title is what
also,
helps the story.
49.
Okay, thank you. 49-year-old man.
Maddie just shot that our way.
Yes. Thank you, Maddie. What are we doing here with, you know, Sheamus and the United States Championship? Because are we just going to randomly next week shoehorn him in to fight Miz for, you know, like and Ziggler, and then have one of the three win a freaking unified title that would piss me the hell off? Or are we just not going to have him at SummerSlam? Are we not going to have a United States champion at SummerSlam? How bad would that be? I know it's going to be a loaded card anyway, but how bad would it be where the United States champion was gone for a month and no one had an explanation as to why?
It's a big thing where at SummerSlam, which is still one of your big four pay-per-views, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, and WrestleMania, where every championship should be defended. And I know that one of your things is Night of Champions. Every championship should be defended. And I think that's really stupid because I think that just brings note to the fact that, hey, some of these titles are so unimportant that we're just not going to defend them at every big pay-per-view, because why would we do that? And everyone looks at them like,
yeah, no. No,
what
Night of Champions
did you take this morning?
Exactly. No, Night of Champions should be a way of saying, we're going to put cool stipulations or make the matches a bit bigger. So let's say maybe a more Fatal 4-Ways or Triple Threats, just to say, hey, we're going to make things be a bit more, like even having, let's say, I remember Gauntlet matches are really cool. So making something to seem like, okay, yeah, the titles are all going to be defended, yes, but it's not going to be normal matches or whatever stipulation we want to put on because of the story. No, we're going to kind of mix it up. Right, where, yeah, Night of Champ, or make sure that more championships are changed. There's a higher rate of championship, you know, changes on that night or something like that. But anyway, I just feel like it's a huge problem because we don't have Great American Bash anymore. So SummerSlam looks to be your Great American Bash, right? So why are you, I mean, hell, we see the flag match that's happening. Clearly it's meant to be like, USA, USA. Why are we not having that title be defended? And even if we do, even if it's just a random, we have 2 weeks left to the event. we have nothing for Sheamus.
I also kind of like Gary McIntosh, by the way. I'm not going to lie to
me
you.
Me too.
I really did. It's not here anymore.
As am I. You know what I'm not ticked about? The fact that they don't have Fatal 4-Way here anymore.
That was,
I will admit, I was not watching at the time, but still, the fact that that is on the network made me look and go.
The names got stupider and stupider.
That's what I'm saying. It made me really sit there and think, so, they may take my idea for the pay-per-view called Normal, where every single match is a normal match.
Like, a pay-per-view called PPV. It would have been hilarious to me. WWE pay-per-view. What's it called?
Brings you
pay-per-view.
Exactly. Just
like,
well, what happens here? Yeah, no, it's like actually what happens
people
is
pay
panel
to view wrestling.
That's,
no,
that's
imagine
the theme.
Basically,
money
how it works
is the theme. So we have money in the bank. Shut up.
The way it works is they only let certain tiers of people in to see certain matches, depending on how much they've paid.
Oh my God.
And
oh my
what
God
matters, and at home. Don't, because they don't want anyone at home to not experience the fun that the people in the arena are, because they're getting paid, you know, they're getting that. You can also have that feature at home. So if you pay the full $60, then you can see the main event. But if you don't, if you pay maybe like $5, you can get like one match. Now, remember though, Satish, don't think that if you've paid $60, you're getting the whole pay-per-view. No, $60 is just for the main event. So by the end of the night, you're probably dishing out $200 for that pay-per-view. And if you think this is stupid, no, because TNA is currently writing this down on a notepad. All right, yeah, get them to pay $200. That's how we're making up the budget, guys. That's how we're doing it. We're going to be on Spike now. We're good.
Which speaks to the fact that those guys' podcast is an excellent value at $0 and 0 cents.
You know what also is $0 and 0 cents? Apparently how much Damian Sandow will be paid upon his contract renewal with how much they care about him. We like him,
he
though.
Got Mark Henry tonight.
Yeah, which was
Mark
really
Henry's
weird
back. Are we up to him, by the way? Or is that where we're...
Yes, that's why I mentioned him. What's really weird, I think, is the fact that I didn't realize Mark Henry was back. So when I heard Olympic gold medalist, I immediately thought, did they sneak Angle in on us? Because they snuck in Jericho. Like, are we going to sneak in Angle to Angle Slam Sandow and then win? And then it's like, great, Angle's back. All right, cool, let's move on.
I want to say something horrible. And it's not offensive, but it's based in truth.
Do it.
I had the thought, when they said Olympic gold medalist,
mm-hmm,
that it was either Mark Henry or Kurt Angle. What confirmed to me that it was Mark Henry,
right,
was that they said former world heavyweight champion. And I don't even know that Kurt Angle was a WWE champion, but I just thought, you know what? It's got to be Mark Henry, because he could never win the WWE title. They would never give it to him. It had to be Mark Henry. And
yeah,
it really upset me that that was my train of thought.
Yeah.
And I need,
yeah,
I don't know, yeah, if Matt, you can check for me if Kurt Angle was ever WWE champion. I know he was world heavyweight champion, because
right
he lost it to Ray, and
right
that made me happy as much as I like Kurt. But I
right
believe Kurt was at least a one-time WWE champion.
I believe he was a WWF champion. That's how old it was.
Yeah.
I believe he
well
was.
But yeah, like he was, which means
yes, yes,
it counts. And
no,
and
yeah,
I thought
that
my mind thought that way. But
it's upsetting.
That's what happened?
It is upsetting. No, what I would argue is that they're actually now becoming very, very, very biased towards big people. Because anyone big, like Mark Henry or Big Show, just gets heels and face turns at random. And I know this might sound very silly, and I know it was a live event, not anything special, but I went to Madison Square Garden, right, and I saw Mark Henry be a part of the face Lumberjacks, and I was like, okay, he's part of the – because the main event in Madison Square Garden, if you forgot, was John Cena versus Bray Wyatt for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I'm sure you knew who came out the champion. It was Kali, one night only. So we had – the Lumberjacks of good guys, Lumberjacks bad guys, and Mark Henry was on the good side. Actually, when Bray threw John out of the ring, Mark Henry took John like a baby, right? He had him, holding him, and then he slammed him into the pole, and I was like, oh, that is bad. Like, Mark Henry is now currently bad. That's a mean thing to do. Damn you, Mark Henry, right? doesn't come on for about, what, like a month or so now? Now he's just back as a good guy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Kurt Angle was a four-time WWE/F champion.
Wow, you're a terrible person. But I'll tell you this much. How
he
many
was
times
also
Mark Henry
WCW
won?
Champion.
That is quite interesting. That is, I knew
he was a wrestling machine and he had a great and storied career, but wow.
Damn, if only he'd went to ECW, he would have been one of the few that got the Triple Crown.
He was in ECW. I think
Did
he was in New CW.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, that's the one we all care about. But seriously, though, I mean, how do you feel about this Mark Henry thing? I mean, I'm sure I know what you're going to say, but I just feel like it's a bit silly to just, you know, do that, I guess.
Like, have him come back?
Have him come back as a heel, right? I know it was a live event, but still.
Mark Henry's not a heel.
He was at this Madison Square Garden live event that I was at when he slammed John Cena.
We're talking about the specific Madison Square Garden event?
Yes, compared to, and I know it was a Madison Square Garden event, but still, you usually use that to test waters and stuff for TV, and he got a huge, you know, boo, obviously. So you assume, yeah, so he's a heel now. And then he comes back on television, and now he's just such a nice guy again. Which is strange, because it looks like...
Yeah, you're right. It's just stupid on their part, honestly. I'm not even going to defend it.
And here's the thing,
said,
too, by the way.
Quickly,
I would like to mention this.
Go ahead.
One more little thing. I assume he's going to join the group with Xavier and them, and I know that they're good in what they're trying to do, but obviously they're doing it in a very heelish way.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm putting out there. Like, if he joins them. Yeah, but as you were saying?
No, you mentioned Triple Crown. Triple Crown is what, WWE...
WCW
and World Heavyweight?
I don't know because
Angle's held WWE, WWF.
World Heavyweight in WCW.
Angle's held every title, hasn't he?
Has he held the ECW?
Yeah, Maddie just texted me. He is a Triple Crown and a Grand Slam too.
When they were in their original setting. Because the thing is, like Rob Van Dam.
He also, I know this doesn't matter.
Right.
But he's a 5-time TNA World Heavyweight Champion, a 2-time TNA World Tag Team Champion, and a 1-time TNA X Division Champion. I know this doesn't matter, but my God, he's also won
Kurt Angle still
King
wrestling?
Of the Ring.
Ooh, that's nice.
Kurt Angle has an incredible history.
He actually does.
And
no,
you know what?
Well, freaking
deserved, because that man
most
go.
Definitely. Yes, but am I wrong in saying a Triple Crown should involve the original versions of each title? In
I'm
other words,
slightly confused as
okay,
to what
okay, you're... Okay, Rob Van Dam, did he not win the ECW title while he was at original ECW and the WWE while being here and the WCW title while being in WCW?
Yeah, I think you're confusing the terms. Yeah, Maddie and I are thinking the same. Thanks, Maddie. A Triple Crown is three of the promotion's single championships.
So, for example, you
give, like, if let's say RVD won United States Intercontinental and World Heavyweight.
Right.
Or, like, you know, WWE, ECW, and, I mean, I guess ECW counts.
Right,
but,
yes, and World Heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then what...
Two
what
singles and a tag. Specifically,
of?
Two singles and a tag is usually... Yeah, and so he had the... You know, Angle's had both world titles and the tag titles. And,
so then,
I think, Intercontinental and U.S., which is ridiculous when you think about it. Not in a bad way, but, like, man.
No, of course.
He's also had the European and the Hardcore Championships.
I knew about the European and the Hardcore because I believe those were around the time, around the video games that I was playing, like SmackDown.
He actually had the European, I don't know if this is true, Matt, you have to check this for me, I'm sorry to make you do so much work, but I think he had the European and the Intercontinental at the same time, which was really awesome.
Yes, I believe
And I
so.
Remember this because this was around the time I was getting into wrestling because of the fact that I had WWF SmackDown to Know Your Role.
Right. So what term am I thinking of then?
It might be Grand Slam that you're thinking
Thank you.
Of.
Then I must be. I assume I am.
And then you might be arguing Grand Slam, and that's... Maddie's response. Angle has had every title ever, basically. A Grand Slam champion has won, oh no, all four specific championships within the...
Okay, then
yep.
No.
Oh, and I was right about the, he did have the Intercontinental and the European at the same
time. Yes, right.
And that was when he won the King in the Ring.
But then, what?
Look at that.
So wait, so the Grand Slam is what I am thinking of, or no?
No.
That's
the four titles. That's the two world titles, the singles. It's four of the promotional titles, including the tag.
Well, that doesn't matter tonight, because sadly Angle did not appear. My thing is what I'm saying. So sadly, my term does not matter because...
But again, my point, Mark Henry did not get a WWE title run, and that bites.
And he is not Kurt Angle. As far as we know, it is not Kurt Angle.
It would be interesting if he ended up in the Xavier Woods stable. I wonder what this Xavier Woods stable is going to amount to. You know, and obviously they're not helping it. But, like, first off, is it a new nation? Are there only going to be majority black people? You know, if so, are they going to reference it? B, are they not going to do black people only? Are they going to do a jobber thing? And then what happens there? Like, what is their goal? Are they going to try and win the tag team titles from their rightful owners, Stardust and Goldust? Or do they just not know what they're doing at all? Or are they going to blow this in, like, 3 weeks?
It's probably, probably a mix between both, where I don't think they're going to blow it, but I don't think they know what they're doing. I do think that they can easily have a nation with someone who isn't black in there. They did have Owen Hart join the nation. We could easily have someone like Zack Ryder join the nation and kind of get what he did. I mean, hell, that would be probably the reason why they wouldn't put him in is because his story would really ring true, where it'd just be like, you know, WWE did not give me what I deserved, and they tried to put me down. Everyone... Yeah, actually, they did. Shit. So maybe they wouldn't put Zach, but it definitely there is room for at least someone who is, you know, white to be in there because the nation itself did have someone who was white. So I mean, it can happen. But I was worried though when I said, oh yeah, you know, as far as we know, you know, Mark Henry is not Kurt Angle, and you said, but what if? And I got so nervous about where it was going. You said, but what if Mark Henry joins Xavier Woods? I thought, oh, okay.
No,
swear to God,
I could have ended that
really...
a lot of ways. But
yeah,
thank God, my pausing actually added suspense for no reason this time.
Yes. But hey, I would like to thank you, Damien Sandow. Before we move on, I would like to thank you, Damien Sandow, for explaining to me what the hell you were.
Boomer Sooner! I forget that you're JD sometimes, and sports are hard for you.
I like when Barry Bonds scores at the games that he plays. So the thing about the Adam Rose Oculus promo, I thought it was really funny, and it really pepped me up, and I'm really excited that Adam Rose did not see an actual giant, like, lemon, you know, someone in a lemon costume, because I was a bit worried he was going to see a giant lemon pop out. And I was really happy that Adam Rose just saw Lemon Rose.
He saw Leo. No, it's funny because he couldn't see
Leo
Kruger, which would have been hilarious. My
God. That would have been
frothing at the mouth of Leo Kruger would have been hilarious. But, you know, I said, I want them to do one of two things. I want them to either make this a thing where, you know, each week we've just got Adam Rose and quote-unquote evil Adam Rose, where it's just like, you're a lemon. Actually, I'm president of Lemons Incorporated. I am.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm very proud to be a lemon.
He must not actually be evil. He must just be completely polite and cordial. He must never truly...
The second thing. No, you're right. He's not actually evil. The second thing is that every week another superstar looks into this mirror and sees a quote-unquote evil version of themselves.
Or opposite. I would be extremely excited if Heath Slater looks into it, sees himself holding both the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and then blinks and goes, "Oh." He kind of just walks away, sad. I would just love seeing little things like that, where it's just, you know, we can see, I mean, I can't even think of the other ones, but just there's a lot of different possibilities we can have that are really cool, really different. I mean, there's just a lot, you know? And hopefully this does become a thing, because this was just, it had a lot of, you know, potential to be really funny, and they actually delivered, which was great. Because, yeah, if you're not going to have Rose in the ring, damn it, use him to be funny, because he is old, so we understand he's not, you know.
And he is funny if you give him the right things to do. I mean, I don't know, I think people are just getting really angry, but he's pretty good at being Adam Rose, and that character can be entertaining if you want it to be.
People are getting angry because they're becoming you, because they're becoming apathetic to, like, someone like John Cena. So John Cena can do really terrible things. I've said this before. Like, John Cena can, like, light children on fire, and they'll be like, yawn, another Cena promo, whatever. Oh. So, like, they have to move their anger and attention onto something else. So immediately Adam Rose pops out, and he's fun. It's like, we don't want this. We want people wrestling. Well, Adam Rose can actually wrestle. We want no fun. It's just, you know, so that's the problem, where people are becoming so apathetic to John Cena that now they're lashing out on others. That's definitely what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slightly kidding, but I'm actually worried now that I'm actually making sense, which is a bit scary. I thought I was
and
kidding.
You actually twice.
Which is that's
even
how
scarier.
That's how scared that I am right now. I actually did several times. But honestly, all jokes aside, Adam Rose, Oculus thing was great, and they really need to do more with that. Because if it's, you know, it just, or just really think, okay, that hit, guys, that really hit. Keep it going. No more Sonic promos. That hit.
Yeah, and it's not like you can't do your promo stuff. It's just, Adam Rose is an entertaining character. Let him be entertaining, and things will happen.
And not be a jerk, because, see, the thing is, you know, sadly, I say sadly because if you don't like Adam Rose and you're listening, understand that, yeah, kids are going to look up to him. So hopefully you don't make him a jerk, you don't make him do really stupid, asinine things as they have John Cena. And you can, that's why kind of why I also made the parallel. Because, yeah, people are going to say, oh, yeah, you know, Adam Rose is, you know, being mean. And it's like, damn it, I have to agree. But in this case, Adam Rose was just being funny. He saw a version of himself that he clearly did not like, because that is in no way, you know, he is not the man in the suit. So, yeah, it worked out very well.
I agree.
Yes. Now, moving forward, how did you feel about Ambrose versus Del Rio?
That was interesting to me.
Right, I agree.
First off, I'm glad Del Rio didn't get, like, just screwed over. Because not
you.
That I really love Alberto Del Rio, but I guess mm-hmm. I feel bad for him. Like, not even in a storyline way. I just feel
he
bad
also,
for the guy.
He also worked double duty. Did he not work on... Did he work on... Well, actually, wait, no. I'm mixing up everything. Excuse me. Though he has worked a lot recently, but excuse me.
He has worked a lot recently.
Last week he worked double duty where he worked on Main Event and SmackDown. But excuse me.
Mm-hmm. But,
right.
Yeah, it was cool to see him get a competitive match in. And, you know, Ambrose, with the right amount of time, could make anyone look like a threat or look like a real competitor. And that was great because he sells things beautifully. And that wasn't even the best goddamn thing he did tonight. Mm-hmm. So it was... Okay, I mean, the match itself wasn't, like, a high-quality affair.
No, it was a good match. I just think that the major problem with it was that it happened again, because it did happen last week on Tuesday, which Del Rio doing double duty is because he was against Ambrose on Tuesday, which was a really good match, I would say. Better than this, I think. And then he had to fight, I believe it was Ziggler, on the same
right.
quote unquote Friday Night SmackDown, which again is really bad on the guy because I believe he in a way he didn't really win any of those things, and then he said, I mean he won against Ziggler, but you know how that is, you know.
At least it's
it
not Sheamus
really...
for God's sakes, because we all know what happens when Alberto Del Rio faces Sheamus.
Oh yeah, and you know, and then he fought Ambrose, and I don't know. I mean, it's just. And I'll say this much, too. I'm happy that Del Rio was, you know, a worthwhile opponent for Ambrose. He didn't lose and, like you said, he didn't get crushed. But it's a problem when, okay, at the time, I assumed I was going to see Seth Rollins versus RVD. And it was going to be a huge problem if I had to see, because I assumed Seth Rollins was actually going to overcome Ambrose. For some reason, I assumed that Seth Rollins, right, would somehow, using cheating tactics or something, would win against Ambrose. And then
I did think so for a bit. Like, I did think for a little that Rollins would still beat the clock just because of the sheer amount of time they gave the other match.
Exactly. And with that, you would have... you know, Rollins pick whatever he picked, you know, a hands tied behind your, you know, your back, Hell in a Cell, triple Sal Cow. Listen, you're dead, Dean, right? So I assume that...
All that made me think of was spit-swapping makeout match.
Yes,
that one's
yes.
for you, Maddie, because I know you ship it. Anyway.
A shoots and ladders match at Super Slam.
Fireworks. Explosions.
Chainsaws. And John Cena.
Popcorn.
Anyway, but seriously though,
popcorn.
I just feel as if, you know, I felt as if something crazy was going to happen like that. But again, it's the face, and Dean is crazy. Like, I feel like Dean could easily murder you with his hands tied behind his back. The entire match, if for some reason Seth Rollins thought I can use weapons, no disqualifications, Dean would just bite him a lot. You know, I just expected just complete and utter destruction. Even with all the things against Dean, he would win. Because, yeah, he isn't Roman Reigns in that sense, because Roman is just tough, but Dean is freaking nuts, right? So I assumed Dean would win, and good things would happen, right?
Our fact-checkers' texts are coming in, by the way, and they're
coming in,
like, late because of her bad service in her home.
Right.
And in order there, I'm glad Del Rio didn't murder Dean with that botched suplex. I'm glad, too. And she started talking about how glad she was that Dean... you know, didn't attack RVD out of anger. And then she heard me make the comment about shipping Dean and Seth, and now she's mad. Not because I taunt her, but because it's true.
La, la, la. Anyway, so, yeah, I just think that, you know, I'm happy that they didn't do Seth versus RVD. As much as RVD is good, still, Seth versus RVD for more than 16 minutes around that time, that would have honestly been terrible to me. I'm really happy they did what they did because I love RVD, yes. But it's just, which now makes me wonder,
I
though.
I was afraid
but,
for a bit because I
yeah,
thought, can RVD work 16 minutes?
I think he could. I just think that it's just, would it be
and I do
a
think
really
he could
big,
if he tried.
Would
I'm
it be an entertaining 16 minutes? That's the thing. Would we be entertained?
Yeah,
because
it would
as much
be like,
as I love
rest hold, rest
yeah,
hold.
Exactly. Like I love RVD.
Rest hold.
But Seth is a young guy. You know, Seth is young. Why do we need him to do? You know, Del Rio's young as well. That's why he can work this kind of match with Ambrose. Also, when it's a beat the clock thing, it's funny because if it's an 8-minute beat the clock match, right? You don't really notice that it's an 8-minute beat the clock match. You see it there, whatever, right? When they keep it going the way they did, you notice that 16 minutes have gone by. You know, you
yeah,
see it there and
I
you're
agree.
Like, all right, this one is just going to end. Like, it feels bad because it was a good match, but you just, you see the clock there and you feel it. It could have been, and when it's counting down, it's interesting, I think. Like, if it was an Iron Man match, I wouldn't care, right? But when it's counting up, it's like, so what's going on?
I agree
like,
with
it
you.
Feels,
it's funny because psychologically
yeah.
it really shouldn't bother you, but I know what you're saying. Like, I really do
yeah.
understand.
Yeah. And so, let's move on from that. Let's talk about something that really actually upset me tonight. And it...
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I'm listening because it
yeah.
upset you.
Rusev versus Sin Cara during the app. Hear me
you know
out
what?
Here. What?
I think I know what you're going to say, and I'm probably down with it. So, go ahead.
Okay, maybe, I don't know if you do. Because this is coming out a bit out of left field for me usually. The fact that the match was on during the app.
That
was
out of left field, Matt. Are you going to throw me a curveball?
I'm sure
those
are terms.
Come on there, Tiger. Go get it.
I'm sure those are all terms and references to things. The fact that the match was on during the app felt like a disgrace to my people. I'm sorry. Like, look, here's the thing. It was a great way to promote the app. I understand that because, yeah, if you're going to be like, damn, if things really are happening on the app, fuck, I'll download it. But I just seriously, I feel disgraced. And it might be because I looked up El Santo and Blue Demon. I don't know if you know who they are. They're very popular in Mexico. And definitely look them up. I mean, during the mask craze, right, back in the 70s, they were in movies as El Santo and, you know, Demonio Azul, which is Blue Demon, right? They were... They, like, you know, they were, it's really insane. Like, they were together, and it was really cool. And they also, you know, fought and stuff in Mexico, and they're very popular. And it's just, it makes me, like, feel like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because I remember once on the show, it might have even been last week, where I was like, or it could have even just been in a phone conversation, where I feel as if, you know, mass superstars aren't really getting the treatment they deserve and are being looked at as less. And it's like, oh, well, in a way they are, but mass superstars don't have to be less, you said, because, I mean, in Mexico they're huge. So, you know, don't look down on them because WWE does, right? And I agreed. And, you know, and I also explained that to Ashley Colpan, who, you know, fellow podcaster, usually on the show with us, because, yeah, they don't promote them properly. And this was a huge – it also felt bad because, as you know, as hopefully all of you listeners know, recently they gave Sin Cara a new outfit, which makes you think, oh, new duds, you know, a push. And he gets murdered by Rusev on a freaking app during the commercial break. That infuriates me.
All right, so, yeah, like, all right, it's weird because the outfit thing bothered me more than it should have. Because I sat there, I'm like, why would you even give him new clothes? If you're just going to sit there and be like, man, Sin Cara looked great. You guys should have seen it on the app. And by the way, it's not like you can go back on the app. You know. Like,
right, you missed it, like, forever, by the way.
Yeah, so it really annoys me that what they're willing to do is just take a new Sin Cara and be like, hey, you're never going to see that. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, look, I know that they want to promote the network this way and the app this way, but
right.
It just ticked me off because it's like there was no match that's a worthy sacrifice to be done fully on the app. I know sometimes you have to do finishes on the app for one reason or another, or you want to promote the app that way, but the entire thing was on the app. That's
and what's
how you promote it, because then people are going to think, wait, so if I don't have, because the people who aren't using the app, I mean, the app is mobile data for the most part, you know?
Right.
If you don't have mobile data, you don't have high-speed internet, Wi-Fi, you may not be able to get the app. Your phone may not be able to handle the app or loading in. Like, it's not like people could just walk and all magically use it, and it really ticks me off because you literally put a bit of your show, extremely important or not, on this solely exclusive app thing when people are already paying to watch you on television. Like, it just really seems like a slap in the face.
I also want to mention, like, throughout the you can't ever watch this again. You actually can't. Like, not even if you go, I'm going to be sneaky and twirl my mustache and download this on the internet. I mean, cool for having that kind of mustache. I'm going to download this. Doesn't matter. You can never see. This will not be in any downloads you get. It won't be on the network. Because the network, all you will ever see from that app footage is what WWE showed you as a replay that wasn't even the entire match, unless because of the fact that the commercial break was so short, that was the entire damn match. But I assume there was an entrance involved and there were entrances involved. You're never seeing that ever again. You know? So, because I literally thought the way Rusev was standing there, I assumed that he stood there after his entrance and they were going to show me something cool on the app, maybe like him doing an interview, because they do have some cool interviews that you'll never ever see on the app before certain people go into the ring to make it not seem like it's a cold entrance. Like, I remember 3MB before Drew McIntyre and Jinder Mahal were released, they came out on the app and said, yeah, we're going to go do some things, woo! And it was cool, because it was like, oh, cool. So when they come out to, let's say, get beaten up by Roman Reigns, it doesn't seem weird. You know, they're about to go do their thing. So that's how it, you know, so that's how the app should be used. But to use it in a way where, yeah, this entire card was loaded and yet still somehow very slow. And they had to do that on the freaking app. And again, I know it sounds, I say it sounds weird because I usually don't take a stance of my people. I don't usually. But it's just, I don't know, like something just got, you know, just triggered in me where it's just, wait a minute. This, you know, this is what WWE would do to me if I was there. They'd go, so you're Hispanic, right? Well, I mean, yes, but I don't exactly know Spanish. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't really identify with any one real race. You deserve a mask. What? Put on a mask, like, right now. Like, oh, great. Oh, awesome. You're El Español. Perfect. Awesome. Go out there and lose. Like, that feels, it angers me. Like, I don't know why. Like, it just feels like something triggered. Like, on how our rumors show, you randomly, John Cena randomly triggered you, and you were like, here's the problem. Right? That's how I feel tonight, where it's just, so here's the problem with your...
Like, you're allowed to feel that way. I honestly feel like, and it's not, it wasn't a My People thing for me. You know, I'm being honest with
you,
because
I'm not
his fan.
I know.
But
it
bothered me just the same, because it was really badly done. And to be fair, you know, slightly moving on, I did enjoy what they did after, because I thought it was a better thing than, like, when he was doing, I know what he's trying to do when he does is, like, we're fighting for America, this is America. And what he did earlier, like last week, was kind of like not as inclusive as you hoped it would be. And even this week it was a bit still not inclusive because he didn't mention non-white people. I mean, I know the service has people that aren't white, but it was just two people go up on screen, a white man and a white woman. America.
Like, yeah. You know,
it's really hard to do it because the majority will accept it and be like, yeah, America, that's right. And conceptually, yeah, that's cool. And it was cool that they had, you know, a female doctor because they were trying to do this little role reversal thing.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, but it just, like, it just kind of angers me and I feel bad because, like, you know, at least throw your token black person on there, just to be fair. Because it just comes off sounding a little weird because Zeb is a guy with a past of racism. And it's like,
That's why I've argued before. I would like after Swagger crushes Rusev at, you know, at SummerSlam, or if he doesn't crush Rusev, sadly, at SummerSlam, Jack and Zeb immediately go, the problem is that we're surrounded by incompetence. And it's like, wait. You know, because I just personally feel like, yes, he's the USA guy. That's the thing with the whole, like with Paige, where it's just, all right, a gimmick can work here, but not exactly with this person, I think. Because, yes, the USA guy really works well where, you know, they want to cheer him. But I feel as if Zeb is a guy who can just naturally draw people hating his guts, you know, with the way he can, you know, word things. Because, sadly, yes, he's been drawing a lot of, you know, positive things. But by just saying, we don't like you Russians, USA. And it's like, and everyone's just going, yes, this man is a genius! Right? Where
It sucks for that much, but to be fair, I know that the majority will feed into it, and you know what, he got a really powerful reaction where he got pretty much the entire arena just sit there and be like, we the people. And that was cool. And that kind of stuff is why I sit there and I'm like, you know what, this could really work.
It could, yeah. It's like, I think he's just going to the right places, and I think he's just, because, I don't know, I feel like, it's weird, though, it's funny, because I want to say if he went to more of a smart crowd, maybe a crowd that isn't so patriotic, they wouldn't say it, but they also love Zeb as a person for what he does.
I'm not a patriotic guy, but throughout these promos, if I put it aside for a second, the fact that I'm like, oh, man, that's only white people, something like that, I really enjoy when he interrupts Rusev, and part of that is because, man, I hate Rusev.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not even I hate him as I'm like, boo, you're a good heel. It's like, dude, please leave.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And so it really helps him because any second that Swagger is talking is another second that Lana and Rusev are not talking.
Hey, Lana's good.
Cool.
Lana's better.
Yeah, but it's just getting really annoying to me.
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'll say this much. The happy birthday thing was confusing, but Lana was doing it, so I did accept it.
What confused me is why they were booing her.
Because I assumed they were thinking, because, okay, it was meant to be taken as a very mocking kind of thing.
Yeah,
however,
it was a patronizing mocking thing. But
for some reason, it didn't connect
birthday.
Completely. Yeah, I think it didn't connect as completely as it should.
In my head, it's like, you are terrible. I will sing you happy birthday in my language.
Yeah.
Oh? Thanks?
Yeah. No, that's the thing, yeah. It's just like, you know what? I love your sweater.
Like,
damn her!
She insults him in Russian.
Right.
She insults him in Russian. And then everyone's like, what did she say? And she'll be like, of course none of you know what I said because you are stupid.
But assume I said happy birthday, you idiots, you know? But it just...
Yeah,
no, but
like
it just,
that would have actually worked out.
Right.
For all intents and purposes,
thought.
You should believe I said happy birthday. And in my head,
no,
I'm like, hey. Okay.
For all we know, do we know if she said something that wasn't happy birthday and she only sang it to happy birthday tune?
I believe she sang the happy birthday song in Russian.
Right. But the way she did it was very awkward because I made that joke, but I seriously feel as if it's like someone said, you know, her saying, your sweater looks good. And the person rips it off going, it's not American anymore. The enemy likes it. The enemy likes it, honey. And both the husband and wife cry.
You know, before we move on,
Right.
What do you think was up with the whole compassion thing?
The whole compassion thing?
She didn't, you know, she unsicked Rusev off of...
I think it was more of the fact that they had to somehow write in a way where, all right, Zeb can't get beat just like Lana can. Like, we would not, like, even if Lana was a man, they wouldn't have, if Lana was a man who was around Zeb's age, they wouldn't have, even if he was a young man but who is not a wrestler and who doesn't take bumps, they wouldn't really have. That's the cool thing about Ricardo Rodriguez, right? He was a wrestler, so he could take those bumps. But had he not been, they probably wouldn't have him getting, like, big booted by Swagger or something crazy like that, if for some reason the situation called for it. So I think that they just wanted to find a way where, you know, Lana could say, hey, you know what I mean? Like, don't say, you know, your opponent is not him. Your opponent is Swagger. Because I don't think there's really any safe way for Rusev to have killed Zeb, even though it would have been great heel heat. But it still would have probably been bad on both Zeb and I don't know, I feel like there could have been a lot of room for injury, where they just said, you know what, let's have her call him off because, you know, that is not your opponent. Your opponent is, you know, rest easy for your opponent, who you have also just beaten with a flag, which I was very interested in. The fact that he just, you know, like, just beaten the hell down with the flag, I was like, that is nice.
I actually rather enjoyed that. It was really heelish because the flag is supposed to be sacred and using it as a weapon. It's like, as a cheap shot, too. You know, it was done well.
Yes, yes. Also, I'm Nick and Megan are my best friends, I got to say. I'm just saying. And of course, as you mentioned, the soldiers thing was nice. I think it was nice to get a face pop. I can't really make a joke about that. Also, by the way, I love the way Lana said "We the People." That's why earlier I said it that way, because it was such a nice little.
You know,
it really was.
But
you know, but of course, Swagger better win because Swagger did not look good here. I know we have another week, but Swagger did not look good. Hopefully, he gets the win, and if he doesn't, damn it all to hell, because it's Swagger. I mean, why would you build up to this and then have him lose, and then what are we doing next? And then, yeah. But either way, Ziggler versus Cesaro. I would normally...
interesting because...
Okay. Right.
Cesaro is in this really weird purgatory that I don't think I like right now. I don't think I like it.
Nope.
And I don't know what they're doing. And it pisses me off because they took some time to unpurgatory him by having him face John Cena and look good even in defeat. So then you think, you know what? Okay, he took his loss, but he looks good in defeat. And then he took on Swagger, I believe.
Here's the thing.
He looked pretty
good. He looked great
there too.
And it was 7 minutes, which is big for SmackDown if you actually think about it.
So he looks good in their defeat over there. But then over here now, he gets, you know, Yeah, it wasn't done with enough time that I could actually sit there and think, wow.
Yeah, I think the problem is that when promo stuff has to happen, they cut times in half. So that's an issue because this match could have lasted longer had The Miz not done whatever The Miz was doing. And that's an issue because instead of them thinking, let's add more time, I am 100% sure that they cut time. I mean, if you want to talk about a complete disgrace, and I know it might sound like we're jumping, but the Paige thing is next. You want to talk about a complete disgrace. On SmackDown, right, instead of adding more time to the match between – okay, so AJ fought Rosa Mendez. Right? Instead of adding more time to that match and then having AJ push her off the ramp, she immediately, Rosa Mendez says, I want a title shot, right? And then AJ, of course, went, oh, you do? Okay. And then, of course, completely destroyed her, which was funny and cute, but completely destroyed her by getting her into her submission move, and Rosa tapped immediately. It was an under a minute match that when finally AJ got up to the ramp, she was walking back, that's when Paige pushed her, and then that's when things happened. So instead of saying, you know what, instead of the match being 3 minutes or something, let's double it, you know, they just say, nope, we're sticking with 3 minutes for this Divas thing, so that means the match itself has to be a minute 15, you know, a minute 30, and then the other minute 30 has to be the segment. That's what we're doing. The match was literally 5 seconds, Satish. That's a disgrace. And then same thing here, where it's just, again, they saw, okay, so the match has to be this long. We cannot add more to it. Okay. So I guess, you know, any promo time we need, or any segment time we need, we have to cut it from within what we're given, which which is a huge issue because it made Cesaro look like a chump. And I hate that because
again,
Cesaro...
here's the thing.
What?
Even if you don't want to use the New Nation on TV tonight,
yeah,
cut your second freaking John Cena promo.
Yeah.
Which gives him enough minutes in that match to at least look decent, get some offense in, you know, get in that big suplex or a powerbomb or something, at least one or two spots where you're like, damn. And he had the one little backbreaker, which was good, but
he
that was about it.
Yeah, and this is why I will on-air call WWE the devil. Because, as I said earlier, you know, the WWE...
They're not four kids.
No, they're not, but... four kids of the devil. But what they do is, I mean, again, they give you something you like, but at a huge cost. Because we get a Ziggler win, but we have to make Cesaro look like this, you know? And it's like, look, I love Ambrose and ADR, but if we cut 5 minutes from that match, because honestly, 11 minutes, that's still pretty big to cut. You know what I mean? That's still something. Maybe just 12 minutes, you know, something cut from that match. We could have added it here. You know, this should not have been a three-minute match. They're two quality superstars. And, I mean, it's just, you know, speaking of that Swagger match, too, it was 7 minutes and it went into commercial. That's long for SmackDown, you know, as a starting match. What are you doing? Like, it's mind-boggling that you have to give Ziggler a win, but then make the other guy look really bad. Like, I know it may have not made Ziggler look any better, but we could have given him any random heel. Titus O'Neil, you know, just saying, so he's taking a break from Slater-Gator tonight for some reason, saying that he doesn't really enjoy working with Heath, but Heath is back there, waiting for, you know, Titus to come back, to, you know, and then Ziggler
Heath was watching the TV. We all laugh.
Yeah, right?
Oh, Heath.
Yeah. He's just watching. That's the thing. Yeah, like, we could do a lot with, you know, with that or something. And, of course, I know Titus has been kind of jobbed as of late, but still, he did win. Apparently, Heath and Titus won against, what was it, Zack Ryder and what was it, Tyson Kidd on main event.
That's correct.
Which was
proof that WWE's NXT department and... and main event department don't communicate?
Well, no. NXT department and main roster, because main event does come out of the main roster. Yeah, because the faces are, you know, the faces are working together. Titus Kidd's
a heel. Titus Kidd after Tyson O'Neil.
Yeah, I know. My brain is like, hey, Matt, fuck you. But yeah, seriously, though, Titus O'Neil, just they fused. They did the fusion dance. I just saw Dragon Ball Z Fusion Reborn today. That's where that's from. That's why that's that way. I understand now. Anyway, Tyson Kidd. I was seriously trying to remember the name. I was like, Tyson Kidd, right, is now a face, apparently. But he will be a heel back on NXT when you watch it this Thursday, I'm sure. Anyway, point being is that you could have done something. They didn't use, you know, Titus tonight. You could have done something. And, yeah, even though he's been jobbed out a bit, he did get a credible win to try to, you know, make him a bit more important. And to lose against Ziggler makes you think, damn, Ziggler good. You know, Ziggler win. Ziggler win against big men. Ziggler good. But, no, he had a win against Cesaro relatively quickly. And, damn it, Cesaro just deserves a lot more than that, you know, because of what he can do. I'm not saying Titus can't wrestle, but still, so what Cesaro can do, it's Swiss Superman, damn it. The name was coined. King of Swing. These are names that were coined for him. Titus has Slater-Gator. These were names that were coined for Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just... and it's not even throwing it away, I say, because, you know, Ziggler is good. So I don't want to sound like, oh, Ziggler's so bad, he can't do this. He could, but with the way they've booked him recently, and with the way Cesaro has always been booked, even in defeat, this is so, it's just silly. I can't even be angry, actually. I have to think, just, wow, a child booked this. But let's move on, shall we? I don't want to be that negative.
Let's do it.
We need to move on to better, happier things. So that Paige thing. Yeah, we're there. How do you feel about the Paige thing?
How do I feel about the Paige thing? I think I said this. I may have said this before the show. If she's being physically aggressive,
right.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
In terms of like,
give more.
She beat down AJ on SmackDown.
Right.
So the fact that she's just like, she's my best friend, and I hope she's okay. And I'm going to kill her at SummerSlam, but she's my best friend, and I love her. Like, that was funny to me. Like, I thought,
right.
I'm not funny, like, haha, but, like, you're entertaining me, and I
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
You know, so. I'm down with it.
Okay. I will say that, yes, I agree that it was entertaining. On SmackDown, I was very entertained. The first time I genuinely laughed at something Paige had done recently that wasn't Paige-like. I really did enjoy. I mean, to just point,
yeah,
just
like,
point and stay.
It's not to say it's the right thing, but it's better than last week, isn't it?
Right. Yes. No. It was fun on SmackDown. I have to admit, we're just, you know, where they were going to check if she was okay. If you didn't see it, and she's saying, "Oh, she's fine. Hey, be careful with my friend. Be careful. You know, she's okay. Hey," as if to say, like, but the issue with it is obviously is that, I mean, you know, this. Okay, this thing, this gimmick, can fit Bayley or even Emma. Paige doing this, I consider it a sin. And I use that big word because not even the anti-diva stuff. It's just the
fact that...
You're
really on your religious high horse tonight, huh?
Apparently I am. Apparently, I talked about El Santo, who's a saint. Apparently I am. But the thing is, it's just, there's... I don't know. There's a lot that you can do with certain people, and it's the thing is, yes, it's entertaining, but it feels as if, and I, you know, I talked a little bit about this today before the podcast. It just, you know, there's certain things you can do. Okay, I don't think I've said this on air, which hopefully I didn't. If Seth Rollins did this, I know it's a different situation, but if Seth Rollins, right, the next week, you know, after betraying the Shield, had said, "Hey, you know, I'm young. Don't, you know, don't take me seriously. I mean, come on. Like, sometimes I get angry. You know, honestly, Dean and Roman are my friends, right?" You would sit there and be like, "What the hell crack is Rollins smoking? May I ask him?" Right. So people should be sitting here and thinking, wow, this is kind of disgraceful. This is actually disgusting that they would do this to someone, right? To, you know, and that's, you know, and that's the thing, where if it was, and the thing, too, is that if you see it, it looks as if Paige is crazy in a way, where hopefully, and even if you say, oh, no, she's crafty, she's not crazy, she's planning to, again, betray, you know, AJ, but that isn't Paige. That's the thing. There are certain things you can give to certain people. The problem is, why are you doing this? And, of course, my age-old question, why do we have NXT? An NXT that is, you know, on the network, right, that you're supposed to watch, that you're supposed to look at and go, yeah, this is the future. This is what these guys are going to be. You know, why tell them to? Either you're telling people to not watch your main roster or to not watch NXT, because you can't watch both, clearly. I know you do and I occasionally do, but I can't, because how can you watch the future? And then when the future is here, just see it get completely mangled and destroyed to look as if it's just this creature. Because they're making Paige into this creature where it's just a thing that she never was. You know, she was, I mean, I don't want to sound like a Paige fanboy. It's like, she was perfection. No, because, you know.
No, that's my
yeah,
job. She was perfection.
Right, yeah, that's your job. That's your job. No, but she was perfection in the sense that there needed, no changing was needed. Right?
Right.
None was needed. The only thing I could argue that I can see what they would do is, hey, Paige, tone it down a little for the main roster. Not even because
you're
the other
making,
divas.
You're making them look bad.
Right? Yeah. Not even that. Just because of the fact that it's like now you're on more shows, you do live stuff, and you're going to hurt yourself, which actually I don't think that's a thing against women. I'm sure they tell that to the men too. You know, like, hey, I know you do that
yeah,
thing off the top
I think
rope.
That's part of the whole, like, you know, when we talk about, like, the watering down of movesets.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely a part of it, where it's like, you're going to hurt yourself. No, I've been doing this move for 5 years, and I'm fine. Listen, we do things differently around here. I've been doing this for 6 years. You're going to hurt yourself, little guy.
No, here's the thing. But the thing is, I can't even yell at them too much because, sadly, like, compared to NXT, yeah, they're actually doing a lot more on the main roster. NXT doesn't travel around to do their shows. So I'll give them a little bit of that. But character-wise, there was no reason why she couldn't be like AJ in the sense that she is a heel, but she is strong and she makes sense. And if she is an anti-diva that makes those whole divas look bad, if you want to be jerks and spin it to where I think she's jealous or maybe she's always wanted to be a diva, doesn't matter. You know, she can have the title. She can be kicking ass, taking names, and that's that. Right? We didn't have to have, oh, well, AJ's crazy. We need to make someone crazy to get on her level. Look, if you're honestly going to do that, just throw Alicia Fox at her and call it a day. Honestly.
Right.
I would rather have, I don't know why, I'm not saying I'd like it at SummerSlam, but I would rather have a high-profile match for the Divas title on the line with Alicia versus AJ, and of course have AJ slaughter Alicia. But the point is that if you're willing to do crazy versus crazy, you have crazy. Don't make crazy. You have less divas than you do males. Now the higher percentage of your divas who are heels are crazy. And, you know, and hey, you want to make your characters one-dimensional? Fine. Don't pick from the same dimension, right? Travel around, right? Make different types of one-dimensional characters if you wish. You know, wrestling, sadly, is not a place where everyone's going to get these deep, cool, crazy backstories. Sometimes a guy just likes to freaking party. But it would be pretty silly if everyone on the if more than half of the people on the roster who were good guys liked to party. That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be silly if John Cena was like, honestly, I like to party. Like, mm-hmm. John, you're the 15-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion, as much as we hate it. John, you like to party? I mean, yeah, like, why would I not like to party? I like to, hey, you know, hey, Miz, do you like to party? Of course I like to party. See, everyone likes to party around here. Why would we not? It's a wrestling organization. So, yeah, so it's just, it's, and if it sounds silly to anyone listening, exactly. That's how it should feel for the women, too. Remember that. Spread the word. Yeah, let's move forward from this terrible, terrible thing.
Go for it.
Yeah, Stephanie and Triple H and the Kane thing. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like
this
might be
earlier. It needed to happen. It was the logical progression.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird. I'm wondering if he's leaving. And I'm wondering if, you know, because he's leaving, they're like, quickly, we must fill in a spot. Let's get Hogan to wrestle for another run. He can fight Reigns.
Oh, my God.
What if Hulk Hogan fought Reigns? And by the way, Hulk Hogan wins. After taking several spears, Reigns picks up Hogan to have Hogan fall onto Reigns and get the pin.
Hogan couldn't, I mean, it's funny when you think about it. I know you're kidding. You're kidding.
Yes.
But Hulk has some idea that he wants to wrestle again. And
that's,
I'm just sitting there like, Hulk,
that's the joke.
You can't take a bump.
No, you have to understand.
God,
well, no, I'm
name.
Sorry. I don't want to talk to you like this, Satish. I'll talk to everyone else. You have to understand, Satish, what Satish just said is false. See, you said he can't take a bump. He can't take doing his own finisher for a spot. His own
and
finisher.
And what's funny is that Matt's not exaggerating.
No.
That is literally the truth. He could not drop the legs because when it comes crashing down, it hurts all over. Not
yeah,
just
not
inside.
Just inside. Damn it. But yes.
I heard the frustration in your voice on that one.
Oh, God, that was good, though. But seriously, it's true. Stitch and I practice every day. We're actually fused right now. The thing is that it's insanity because – I don't know if any of you know this. It was kind of interesting. I was explaining this to my grandmother, who actually was adorable. She walked by to see Dean and Seth, and she was like, oh, this is fun, right? So I explained to her, you know, she was like, oh, I would never get into wrestling. And I was kind of funny. I was like, well, you would win. Like, she's a very tough woman. And I explained to her, even doing the move, like Hulk Hogan, you know, it hurts his back just to do the leg drop.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, really? I was like, yeah, I actually had to explain to her that, yes, it doesn't hurt the opponent because Hogan's smart. They're smart. They're not – this isn't ECW. Nothing ECW is dumb, but ECW would do crazy things like, oh, our legs definitely hit your neck. You know, our
yep.
legs definitely make you cough up blood in the morning. But for WWE and things like that, it's like, no, the leg will hit, you know, the chest. And what hurts more is, yeah, Hogan crashing down. You know, so it's just – you know, it's just, yeah, like, he cannot do his own finisher if they wanted to have him, say, you know, come out and say, you know, listen, dude, Jack, brother, I'm here to fight the best and the, you know, the best that WWE has to offer. You know, come out, Heath Slater, right? And then he beats up Heath Slater, who now is a face, but, like, apparently when he was a heel, like, yeah, he'd get beat up by Hogan. And Hogan would just have to punch him 3 times. Like, they literally could not have him go.
Not
I'm
going to
do
that.
My finisher,
the
brother.
Finger poke of death.
That's the worst thing in the world. What if, right, what if like Hogan became heel again and joined the Authority. And, like, you know, and they wanted to, like, have Hogan get the title versus someone else who's in the Authority. So they poke Hogan. Hogan falls on his back, shattered. Can't get up. They have to wheel him to the hospital. Like,
that's a scary thought.
That's the thing. Like,
I don't really like Hulk Hogan, but I don't
but
want
you
to
want...
Him, like, have his back snapped.
That's the thing. Like, we don't like Hulk Hogan. We honestly, like, yeah, the backstage politics are a very terrible, terrible thing. But we also don't want a man to be paralyzed. You know, we're terrible people, but we're not that bad. We draw lines. It's hard, but we find them. And this is one of them, where it's just, yeah, we don't want him to be paralyzed. Because, although I will admit, and I might sound like a terrible person to say this, he would deserve it if he truly sits here and thinks, but no, you have to understand, I deserve to have one more match. Especially against John Cena, by the way. Where if Hogan said, I want to fight Rowdy Roddy Piper, I'd go, fair enough, you guys can do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you guys, relatively old, it'd probably be more like a boxing match, honestly, than anything. Right? You're
I'm not a little constrict. I mean, hell, we just saw Jerry Lawler. He still throws a bunch of good punches. And
apparently
still does an A-plus pile driver.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Lawler versus Kevin Steen was actually a very good match. And I truly, and it sucks because, you know, I hate him on television, some of the things that he says. But damn it, that man can still wrestle, you know? So he just, I don't know why, for some reason, you know, I think maybe, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. Maybe the heart attack was because he was wrestling a bit more frequently and he might have been wrestling live shows as well, I don't know, for WWE. But I'll say this much, he can wrestle random very few limited indie events a month, maybe like one a month, let's say. I assume that's his schedule now if he does do more indie events. But, yeah, he can do that. And it, may, you know, and it was crazy. I mean, yeah, he can pull off a really good pile driver. Damn, like he was good at that. And he picked up Steen, by the way, who I thought, I was like, all right, if Jerry's doing a pile driver on Steen, someone's going to die, be it Steen or him. And no, it was really good. I mean, I enjoyed it. So, yeah. So, point being that wrestlers can wrestle. Good stuff. Good stuff. Except, but again, Hogan, it can't be against John Cena. Because John Cena, even though John being old, and we talk about him being protected, not old enough. You know, not old enough to fight and either lose, because I have the strangest feeling that Hogan would say, why don't we make John heel? Right? So, which is probably another reason why he's been shut down, I feel. Just sitting there. So how do we make John Cena heel? Hogan, get out. But,
Scary thought.
But I feel like he would do it. He did it to Sean. Wouldn't be surprised if he did it to John.
Surprisingly, at the time, I guess, to me. But that was really the thing that made me think, man, this guy just doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. And that's why we don't like him. But who do we like? Chris Jericho. And Jericho fought Harper tonight for 5 seconds.
And it's funny because you mentioned to me, you said something about the lines like, oh, maybe they'll redo it on SmackDown for more time.
Yeah.
And I hope they will because I was actually watching this match, and while I didn't think Jericho got gassed, I sat there and I was like, wow, this is kind of lackluster if he wins off this.
That's why they probably did it that way because, sadly, see, that's the thing. That's why I have these theories, you know, and not, I don't think they're that crazy, just these theories of they told them, hey, Chris, you're not giving it your 100%. Because this is how the match was going to end. Where I feel like Jericho would give it 100%. They're like, Chris, you are not doing, you know, you're not doing anything crazy. This is how the match is going to end. So, yeah, the match was kind of slow, and I thought, okay, when it's going to pick up. And it didn't get the chance to because things were spoiled. Because, yeah, the match was very short. The match honestly didn't have to be there. Could have given more time to other people. But whatever, story progression. We're going to get something crazy on SmackDown. Like, it might be something where, oh, Bray Wyatt and Eric Rowan are, you know, can't be at ringside. It's just Jericho versus Harper, right? And then Jericho wins, and then now it's just him versus Bray at SummerSlam. And if we're lucky, because Jericho is standing strong, Bray is the one who wins.
Right.
Because that would be very shitty. I mean, even if Bray gets a win at Night of Champions, I think it's shitty to not have him get the win at the big pay-per-view. Because regardless of what you think of Night of Champions or what they're going to do with Night of Champions, SummerSlam is your big four, not Night of Champions. You know, SummerSlam is where the thing should happen and make people go, you know what? Yeah, I'm, you know, renewing immediately. Even, like, no matter what. Like, even if my, I think our renewal goes up to Night of Champions, doesn't it?
It comes close.
Okay. Then, yeah, not, you know, like, it should think, like, all right, like, SummerSlam should make you and I go, we're renewing. Not, so we're not going to renew until a week, the day after Night of Champions. Should not be the question at all. It should be, yep, renewing.
I like how you slid that in there.
No, because I honestly do feel as if they would do something shitty like that, where it's just John Cena wins at SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar re-challenges him, and John Cena, being John Cena, accepts. John Cena loses by death. You know,
by
and it's just
death.
Like, great. Yeah, I assume as much. So it's like, great, you know, probably to film another movie. So he loses by death. But strangely, there's John Cena sightings in movies that are being filmed around the same time. And, yeah, and Brock now has the championship. And it's like, see, guys, we gave you what you wanted. We always planned this. And they did always plan it. A shitty plan. But,
I agree.
Anyway.
I'm just thinking about it. Like, it scares me to think that Cena could actually pull off a win here.
Yes. You know what scared me? Fandango versus Diego. And also a disclaimer, by the way, this match may not have been for me, but I would also argue that this match may not have been for anybody.
Yeah,
because,
I'm kind of with you on that one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
feel like, I think I'm maybe hitting my point, they're drawing this Fandango thing out forever.
Way too much. And I will admit, I liked the Hornswoggle coming out with him. That was funny. It was. Because it could have been anyone. They chose Hornswoggle, but it could have been anyone. You know, it could have. It was just funny because of the. I don't know. I found it funny because it was very unexpected, and Hornswoggle because it's his delivery. I think him selling himself to this, that really made me happy. Right? Where it was, but here's what didn't get me. Here's the thing too. I thought, oh good, for the Slayers, which by the way is a great name for a tag team. They weren't doing any man-hopping. And I was like, oh, good, they're still, even though they're with Diego, they're still with Diego. That's the only thing. It didn't need to be a feud, but at least they're not man-hopping. And then they jumped to Hornswoggle. And I was like, are you serious? Like, are we serious here?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but at least, hey, at least Hornswoggle is the one who caused the loss. Because had the women done it again, had the Slayers done it again, as I said before, you're reaching a line where you're starting to make it feel like Fandango should be cheered and, you know, and thought of as a sympathetic character, which he should never be. He should never be. And someone would argue, well, if you were a good person, then you'll never feel bad for him. But how much can you shit on a guy?
Yeah,
right?
I know, I agree. We talked
before,
about this. You know, it was getting ridiculous. Yeah. And I'm glad he finally went back to being an ass tonight because, for lack of a better explanation, he is an ass.
Yeah.
It is part of his character.
It is. And of course, they let Torito do what he did, which was great.
Oh,
but,
yeah, great senton.
Yeah, the problem, though, and this is, and I don't know why I find this to be a huge issue. Okay, so I wasn't a fan of the feud between Hornswoggle and El Torito, right? I mean, it led to a really good TLC match, but I wasn't a big fan of it, obviously. But here's the thing. What pisses me off is just, damn it, they're still treating it like it's a joke by letting it randomly die again via dancing. And I think that got me, because I know it should have just been, no, but it's a friendly thing with the faces or something, but it's like, no, but Hornswoggle, for a split second there, was like, you know what, I don't like you.
The power of dance brings all of us together, man. Just like having those guys for $0.00 brings a lot of people together.
I wonder if when we start to get a following, people will actually start to be like, you know what, I hate those guys. I love those guys. Who are those guys? And we can just laugh.
We will laugh.
About,
I feel like that was your master plan.
About how easily that worked, where it's just, I don't know, I mean, like, sometimes I like those guys, but usually I don't like those guys. And people are just like, damn it, like, they have to start abbreviating to stop getting so angry. Just, I'm a big fan of TG, you know, like, or, like, they have to start doing that, where it's just over and over and over, just, who are those, who, you know, like, just out of nowhere, we change our name for, like, a day. Just be like, you know what, I understand how you feel, everyone. It is getting a little annoying for us, too. Please listen to those gentlemen, and hopefully you'll like our program. And everyone just shits on us.
Everyone.
That would be a lovely day. But anyway, yeah, apparently the dance brings us all together. So I'll just go with that, shall I? Also, by the way, So before we move on to Bo Dallas, because we're obviously, you know, getting a bit quick here, I want to mention the Orton interview. Just one line. Orton, talking about Kane, he is nowhere near as sick and twisted and sadistic as me. Listen, all right, Kane, that man did sexual, things of a sexual nature to a dead body. Randy, I'm scared of you now. I'm completely scared that for some reason Orton said, no, Kane, like, that's child's play. Like, Orton,
and you know
why? Why?
Because no one ever stole from Randy Orton before.
Yeah,
now
right.
He's had something stolen from him, and all bets are off.
Yep, that's never steal from Randy Orton. Or touch his butt, because apparently he'll slap you.
Orton hard.
All right. Bo Dallas versus R-Truth. I don't think it should be a story, because it kind of already happened on SmackDown, and Bo lost again by DQ, and he got very angry, which was nice. But it's just, I don't know, I think that tonight really shows you that, you know, they don't really have much of a roster because of injury or just Sheamus not appearing. You know, like, although I will admit, yes, it's nice that Bo got in the tights to win. It just sucks that we had to have a DQ loss on SmackDown to make sure that, nope, we have to save him for the big one, for the big Raw, because that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it feels like, because I assume they're not going to be fighting by SmackDown. I assume this is not going to be at SummerSlam. So it was just, it wasn't a waste when you look at what happened last week because of the follow-ups, but it was a waste to have it on SmackDown and then a waste to have it again tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it could have been nice to have him on a losing streak, but hey, he won by cheating, which is nice. Yeah, but it just really feels like the depth is lost. And the depth is being lost is fine when you can promote certain people up, like the fact that, you know, we had Tyson Kidd and we had, you know, Zack Ryder, even if it was just on main event, was like, whoa,
right.
You two, awesome. Because it's kind of shitty when at least Zack isn't doing anything, in a way. Where it's just, we have Zack for house shows. Why? You know what I mean? Like, why are you going to have someone on the roster just so that they can't be seen on television? Like, what
mm-hmm.
do you want? So it's nice to be able to have that. But at the same time, it is kind of shitty because, yeah, you end up having Bo Dallas versus R-Truth again. And it's like, things like that are kind of what made this a lackluster Raw. I mean, a C-level Raw. C-plus level Raw. But what did you think about the Bray promo? I thought it was short, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, that was it. It was shorter than I wanted more. But
it was more on SmackDown. So if you want to check out a great Bray promo, it was, you know, there was more on SmackDown, which is very weird. SmackDown wasn't bad at all.
That's good news, though.
It is, but
I want consistent reason to watch it.
Yes. Also, apparently, we have a moving to the last match of the night. Not the main event, but the last match. We had a Slater face turn, I would say. I would assume.
I mean, I don't know how to say that because he's always technically got face cheers.
Yes.
Because we like him. He does his job really well. So it's weird for me, too, because it's like,
No, because, I don't know, it's weird because he did attack him, so you assume, yes, that is a heelish thing to do. But at the same time, I would argue face turn because he just had this moment of like, wait a minute, I'm being treated like a chump against this bad guy. You know, like, no, I am a wrestler. I'm in the Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment Organization. I shouldn't take this. And then he turned around and he punched, you know, Rollins in the face. And I was like, oh. Like, I did not. Like, I actually expected Heath to walk out, or I assumed it was going to be someone, like, it was funny. Had they not taken away Kane's mask, I assumed it was going to be Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Just someone with the authority, right? Which is also upsetting because they have no one with the authority, really, right now. That's why Cesaro would have been great as an authority figure. That's why when I assumed that was going to be RVD tonight, I assumed he could have somehow just done something, just take RVD away, just to give Cesaro an authority situation where, oh, who is he fighting against? Oh, Cesaro! Where if you want to turn Cesaro on the authority, awesome. If you don't, Cesaro lies down, but he sold out. So it seems like even more of a heel heat kind of thing, where it's just Cesaro, like a finger poke of doom. I know it's not what they were going for when you saw Dean there, but at first you thought, oh, you can do a finger poke of doom thing and really get this anger. Because, hey, if it's not happening at the pay-per-view of a main event of a pay-per-view, it's not bad for the company. you know. But yeah, how did you feel about the segment?
Yeah, I think my phone was breaking up for a second. But
right.
I thought it was hilarious. I'm just being honest with you. And we're talking the Dean stuff with, like, Rollins later, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dean continues for me to do, like, all the little things right that make me just really appreciate. It feels like every movement is calculated. Like, just even when he's working outside the ring and he's just putting soda in a Money in the Bank thing.
Yeah.
He just really understands the nuances of being an entertainer. And I really appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, it's just, it's getting weird. It's getting to the point where I might just start paying someone, as if I have the money, to just be like, all right, cut out everything from this Raw unless it involved Dean. You know? Although I do have more favorite superstars. But still, it's getting to the point where it's just, well, what if it involved, you know, just Dean. But Seth Rollins is in the match. Cut out the match. Just Dean.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are fun. I mean, Stardust is back, which was great because...
Oh, yeah.
He was good. He's another person on the same logic. You know, the reason I mention him is because the dedication to being who you are on TV is amazing.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I didn't actually have them in my notes for some reason. I guess I was too busy focusing on the fact that they were there.
Yeah.
So I'll give them some time after Rollins versus Slater, which was a match, everyone. I'll give them some time, but
so glad Slater won, by the way.
Yes, I did not expect
Slater to
win.
Now we get to see a really interesting stipulation from a crazy guy,
which is insane. Because I'm wondering. Because he can't just choose something normal. Like he can't just say, oh yeah, you know. Like he has to do something crazy. Like. I know they would never do this, but he's the kind of guy who would go, ring ropes just are going to be replaced with barbed wire. All right, we're cool. All right, we're good. You know, like,
God, that would be scary.
He wouldn't, because they wouldn't.
Just to watch that in HD, a barbed wire ring.
They would never. They would never, right. So, but it's meant to, it looks like barbed wire. They actually, like, online show you. They were all made with tinfoil. Right?
Mm-hmm.
With, like, needles sticking at the end of it. Like, it was tinfoil, but, like, somehow they had, like, what is it, thumbtacks at the end of it. So, like, when it does poke you, you do slightly bleed, but not, like, actual freaking barbed wire, where that was just, oh, God, that's brutal. If you're thinking, these guys are sick and twisted, why would they think of this? Nope, ECW, Sabu versus Terry Funk. YouTube it. I don't believe it's on the network yet. But if it is, then Google it first before you YouTube and check. Maybe it is on the network, but I'm fairly certain it's not been uploaded yet. But dear God, one day that will be. So that's the thing. Dean has to think of something crazy. And what's very upsetting is that he can't even go for the quote-unquote normal crazy, where he can't say, we're going to have a Hell in the Cell match. No, because that's a pay-per-view.
Right.
That's coming up coming up soon. So they can't do anything that... So it's really interesting, where it's like, we're going to have an upside-down Hell in a Cell match. So a steel cage? No. The floor will also be sellish. So if I, like, do my move on you, then the floor will be, look, we're doing it. Shut up. Like, I really wonder what he's saying, like, what can be in his mind. Like, what if, we have, what if we have two cages together, like, one on top of the other? You mean a Hell in a Cell? No! Dean gets pissed. Like, actually, it would be great. They said that he's going to announce his stipulation on SmackDown.
Right.
I believe. That's sad, because it would be very interesting if they just didn't. I know that they, and I agree that they should, secure matches in advance. They should. But I would say that, like, leave it till Monday, Like, on main event, say, hey, Dean, do you know what you want to say? And he goes, I want to think of the most, the scariest, most gruesome thing I can think of. So give me some time, Byron. And then he just walks away. And then on SmackDown, so, Dean, have you, like, decided yet? He goes, I've been thinking about it. And I've been thinking about this and this and this, and combining things and removing sets of rules. And, I don't even know yet. Have a nice day, Renee. And he smiles and walks away.
It'll work. It fits. It's crazy.
Yeah, and he's just so happy-go-lucky and Rollins literally is walking with trails of urine, just, you know, just as wherever he goes, because I don't even know what to expect from Ambrose. That's why I would be really pissed if he just says, you know what we should do? We should do a last man sitting match, like something great, like a last man standing match. That's been done fairly
recently. Last man sitting match?
Yeah, last man sitting match. If you're standing, you lose. So musical chairs. No, there's no music.
You make your own music.
I'm feeling really weird. Like, I feel like I'm channeling my inner, like, Vince Russo right now.
Are you?
Damn it, that was your cue, Satish.
What, you're going Russo crazy?
Yeah. You have to scream it, though.
I can't scream it. I have people in this household. You have to scream it.
Fair enough. I do as well, but I can scream it. Yeah, Satish came up with a catchphrase now. If we're making random giant swerves, we're Russo crazy. Because
I like that.
I'm a huge fan.
Because I like the Uso crazy shirt. Like, it's not for me, but I like it.
Right.
And I also like the Seth Rollins shirt, by the way. Did you see it?
I sadly did not. From what I saw it from a distance.
Don't
it
sell
not.
Out. Buy in.
Oh, yes. Never mind. Thank you. I actually did like it.
Not the design,
but I like the quote. Yes. Also, a sale tonight, by the way, that you can still get on the WWE store. I forgot what the promo code is exactly, sadly, but if you go on WWEshop.com, they will tell you what the promo code is. I think it's, what is it, get one half off? Oh, no, sorry, yes, off 25 of the whole thing. I would rather the buy one, get one half off, but no, it's, yes, get 25% off of your order. Very interesting, because they always do those, I notice, when they make new shirts.
Right.
As if to say, get the new shirt, because I was actually very close. I believe it was last week when I got you, myself, and Ashley Ring of Honor tickets. I wanted to get the Dean Ambrose shirt for her. No, I'm sorry, reverse that. Dean Ambrose shirt for myself and the Roman Reigns shirt for her. Sadly, that did not happen because Ring of Honor won, which Ring of Honor, honestly. But anyway,
right.
As we move on quickly, Goldust and Cody Rhodes, or Goldust and Stardust, that was very nice. It was strange to give, they gave Rybacksel a win, a credible win, just to have a loss to them, which was interesting, but, I mean, it has to happen, you know? It's a weird chain of events where, like, so, you know, like, Rybacksel defeated, I think it was, they defeated Slater Gator, I believe. I forgot
before
when,
before losing to Slater
recently.
Gator.
No, they didn't lose to Slater Gator.
Slater Gator, who did they beat? Oh, Zach and
Yes, no, that's what I'm saying. So I'm pretty sure they beat Slater Gator. And
I think that's correct.
Yes, and then now lost to, you know, it's a weird hierarchy of just, you know, no one cares. It's WWE is currently, I think, I don't know if it's always been this way, and we're just, you know, we were blind when we were younger. But WWE is currently, whose line is it anyway? Where the wins don't matter.
Right.
So anyway, point being that,
Stardust
we have...
Stardust was really good at what he did.
What?
Stardust was really good at what he did, though. Just being straightforward,
yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah, no, they're very good at what they do, and I'm very happy with what they're doing. They get a really weird reaction, which is, I guess, what they're looking for when they do that thing at the end, where the Goldust is crawling to Stardust, which is great.
Yeah, it looked very, like, you know, homoerotic for a second, and everyone
which
was
is,
like...
Which
what?
I guess,
and
which is great
even I
in
for
a sense
second
that.
Was like, wait, what's going on?
No, I saw that live at MSG, which is great because I just they, I yeah, it's great because it's just they don't know like I okay, that's what they're going for, not homoerotic, but we're going for can we freak people out? Right?
Yeah, it's like,
and that's what they're
do they
and
know
it
what
worked.
We're doing? No, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still just a big fan of hoping that, and I said this before on the show, I believe, a big fan of giving them a tag team that they can work with. Because anyone on the roster, right, while they're all good, they're not Goldust and Stardust, right? So I want them to have, like, this, like, you know, other, even if it's just two people messing with them. Like, even if Ryback goes, hey, this would be funny. Hey, I have the cosmic key. And all of a sudden, like, Goldust and Stardust appear. Just Goldust goes, no, you shouldn't have said that. And, you know, Stardust, you have the cosmic key? Oh, where is it? Like, just really getting into this. And Ryback's like, oh, yeah, it's in the dumpster over there. Like, just trying to, like, just messing with them. Still, like, little things that makes them feel as if, you know, they're a locker room instead of just people that come out to fight
right.
when they're told to.
Yeah,
but,
good thinking.
Yeah. Sadly, we don't work there. But
right
hey,
right
but hey, I mean, we had this something that was you know, revolutionary, I would argue, having you know a female segment at the end of the night to really close out the show, which was really nice, and especially having
one on top of
and
that.
A strong one. Yes, most definitely. I mean, I hate to you know be quick about this, but yeah, it was a very strong one. We had, I mean, we had Stephanie McMahon deliver two pedigrees that didn't look bad. We had the Bellas either sell death or her do them wrong and actually have their head slam into the floor. But hey, guess what? It was carpeted anyway.
No,
so.
And it was done well, and I just like the nonchalantness. Triple H, like, oops.
Yes.
The desk is moving to the, wow, man. Bad, huh?
Yeah.
You know, while
yeah.
Steph has enough time to do the pedigree. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, her getting in the hit on H. I do hate, again, I think I've said this before in previous shows,
mm-hmm.
I hate that the choice of offense is always a slap instead
right.
of, like, you know, a close fist punch.
And
but,
of
I mean,
course,
I'll,
yeah.
I'll take it because Triple H looks
I'd rather
effective.
Have flying. Right, yeah. It was interesting, and what I think I enjoyed is that, in a way, Triple H contributed to this, but in no way did he actually hurt them, because, of course, WWE has this weird thing where it's like, nope, that's female abuse. It's like, no, they're in a fighting company. They can fight back. Nope, that is abuse. It's like, okay. You know, like, honestly, like, I don't know. I'm, like, when you look at things that Lita and China did, I know I might get some backlash for this, but I'm just a huge fan of, you know what, you want to punch the girl in the face? She will probably, you know, block or somehow reverse it into a hurricanrana, and she will mess you up, right? Like, I feel like if a guy tried to hurt AJ, she would immediately flip it into her, you know, into her submission move, into her submission finisher, and make the guy just feel like his arm is breaking. You know,
well,
and make him
take
tap.
A look at our independent event over the weekend where we saw the Girl Scout, which is a man scout, a male
you mean
wrestler.
who they called him the Girl Scout, yes.
Yeah, as a heel, body
right.
slam one of the females only to get her garroted later in the match.
Well, no, he body slammed Velvet Sky.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yes, and that's the thing. We're just like, I'm perfectly fine with that, so long as you understand that, yeah, she can fight back as well. I was very excited that... speaking of that indie match, quickly, during that match, they did have the face tag in the woman, you know, tag in Velvet to fight the other female, but that in no way meant that he had to. He was doing it because he was like, oh, you want to see Velvet? Yeah, you do. And then, you know, tag, because he's a face. He was also very, like, energetic and kind of naive with his facery. So, yeah, he did that. But in no way did it feel like he had to. Like, he could have fought that female and everything would have been fine, but it sounded people were like, yeah, Velvet, Velvet. So he gave them what they wanted. But anyway, but yes, I. Before we go, I would like to mention that Brie knows a lot of random people, that a random set of people that need to be avenged. That's all.
Yeah.
That's what we'll leave it on. That
my final thought for the night is Maddie's last text to me.
Hmm?
Briefcase on a pole match.
Okay.
Seriously? You're not down with that? Briefcase on a pole match? Russo Swerve? Money in the Bank?
Russo
Rollins?
Crazy?
Ambrose?
Hashtags? Hashtag, hashtag? Sure. Hashtag WWE Network?
Hashtag those guys. Hashtag better value than... No. Maybe.
Hashtag $0. So anyway, so thank you guys for listening to those guys. I would also like to add that, yeah, we do this show, which obviously Monday Night Raw. We also do pay-per-views. We also do This Week in Comics, which involves certain comics that, you know, that come out this week, of the week that we're doing it, and, of course, comics-related news occasionally. Also... we do Dragon Ball Z shows, usually based on the movies. This upcoming Tuesday is the limited edition, the limited Dragon Ball Z event, Battle of Gods, in theaters. It is also not just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You can definitely go to your local theater to check it out. I know that I am, and this Thursday we'll be doing a show about it. And I believe that is it. Also, sometimes we do rumor shows. Now, how would you know about this? Check out our Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio, or just search up Those Guys. We also have a Gmail, Those Guys on the Radio, where you can talk to us about promotional opportunities and just suggestions on what we should be doing with our shows, because we also love to hear from you. We also have a Twitter, Those Guys Radio, where we not only post our shows as well, but we are very active. Like us, follow us. I say like because of our Facebook, but no, follow us on Twitter. And, yeah, usually Maddie runs our Twitter. Thank you, Maddie. But I'll also post some stuff here or there. We also do Gravity Falls shows now because Gravity Falls has started up again. And, yeah, thank you guys for listening to those guys. I promoted
you
us hardcore.
You can let me do some of those things, you know. You don't have to say all 20 things yourself. I will back you up.
Are we free?
Are we free?
Oh, no, are we? Do people have to pay to hear us?
Yeah, we're free.
I'm sorry. But I'm not a fan. No, screw that. Put on the Stephanie McMahon. Please.
Let's do it.
Tish.
No.
No?
You've lost your chance.
All right, we're going into it like this. Thank you, guys. Have a good night. And now we're in the archive section.